Well, Mayor, as you and the commissioners had directed, you asked me to look into the aspect of enacting an ordinance which would prohibit smoking on our beach, which is a public park, which is a municipal public park. And it was brought to our attention that other communities have enacted these type of ordinances, most notably our neighbor to the south, Longport. And so I do have a copy of the Longport ordinance, and I have had a chance to look at the statutory authority under what's called the New Jersey Smoke-Free Air Act, and also had a chance to look at some of the numerous cases involving prohibition of smoking, because it is an issue that seems to get litigated fairly frequently. So I have it, yes. The first question is, do we have the authority to enact that type of ordinance? Yes, in my opinion. The statutory provision is 26:3D63, which says that we can even enact provisions even greater than the statutory provision. The statutory provision is a state law that prohibits smoking in public buildings, indoor public buildings. It doesn't blanketly prohibit outdoor, but there are all kinds of limitations, and of course there's also administrative code regulation. So the first answer is, yes, you could enact such a municipal restriction on smoking on our beach. Then the next question is, how do you enforce that? Now, you just heard the police chief say they had over 300 and some calls, what, just this week? So do we really want to, and in my opinion, and having been a lifeguard, and I know, John, you were a lifeguard. You weren't a lifeguard, but you were on the beach a lot, so. But you can't have your lifeguards going back and getting into it with people about smoking. That's not their job. Their job is to make sure somebody doesn't drown. So what you're talking about is, do you want to have police officers being called into situations where somebody's upset that somebody else is having a cigarette to the point where they call in the police? That's a policy decision. You have to make that out. But to ask the question, you can probably understand where I'm looking. But to answer your questions, and so the public knows, yes, you do have the authority to do it, but then what's the practical effect, and how do you enforce such a thing? So, questions? Anybody want to ask me questions? John?
Well, Scott, I appreciate the research that you did, and my concern, as I stated at the last meeting, was the enforcement end of it, and that's what's important to me. Look, I've never smoked in my life. I don't like, I'm so glad that there's no smoking in public places anymore, because I didn't go to places that had smoking. So in consideration, I don't really, look, I believe people should have the freedom to not be in a smoke area. And a beach is an open area where if somebody is smoking, you could pick up your chairs and move away or get upwind where you're not going to be affected by it. Again, my main concern, as I stated at our last meeting, is enforcement. Our police officers have a tough job as it exists. Public safety is a main concern, and smoke does create an unsafe public condition. But I think there are items that we have to, our police and our lifeguards really have to focus on, and I don't want to put that on them, and that's just my feeling.
Thank you, John. Marty, you want to come?
No, I'm good. I agree with John. I think that at this point in time, we have our hands full on the beach, and I too am concerned with enacting something that will put a burden on the police and possibly be unable to be enforced.
And thank you. I want to be consistent, and I've always said I will. I find it very difficult to support doing something that you really can't enforce. I said that before. I say it again. I just don't see it. So. I think John said it very elegantly. I respect people's freedom. I would hope we could work this out, or we could be civil to each other, and people not, both sides of this issue, not bother the other side. But it's very difficult to enforce an ordinance like this. Okay, at this point, we will call for public comment. The procedure is you have 3 minutes. Fred will keep the time. You can talk about anything that was discussed here at this work session. Is there any public comment?
Yeah, I just have a comment on the smoking.
Name and address, please.
Alan Rothman, 9100 Beach. It's a difficult situation, we all know that. And it's probably public policy that smoking isn't great to be around. But how do you selectively provide an ordinance on the beach for no smoking when you have all these other bans and prohibitions on the beach? There's no alcohol beverages, there's no ball playing, there's no dogs, can't grill on the beach other than a few times. Why do you allow smoking when you don't allow grilling? I mean, there's always an enforcement issue for everything. If you look at the lifeguard stands, looking at my time, it says, there's a sign about the New Jersey Sanitary Code, and it says, number 6, it prohibits conduct which endangers the safety and comfort of others. Now, I don't know the legal status of that, but it's clearly stated in number 6 there. So I guess my question is, and it's more just a common sense issue, you have all these other prohibitions, but yet this is just another one. How do you enforce these other prohibitions and not and versus a smoking prohibition? Why can't I grill every day if I want to on the beach? Because it's you say you're not allowed. Well, you could also say smoking's not allowed. How do you enforce the non-grilling? How do you enforce the no dogs? The alcoholic beverages, no ball playing. That's the question.
I would say that, Mayor, may I? Sure. I would say it's a good question. In reference to ball playing, that's brings in a safety concept. It's not a health concept.
Safety is smoking,
public,
and health and welfare.
No, just let me
talk.
A public safety issue with kids. Mm-hmm. Ball playing, kids are there, somebody goes for a ball, hits a young child, a 2-year-old, you know, a college kid. Mm-hmm. That's the way I look at it. Barbecues, I recently saw where Ventnor's going to let it be happen on every weekend. Yeah. It just so happens we did it. Margate always had it as a custom on holiday weekends. So again, that's a burden to our public works department if we had grilling every day or every weekend. It makes a mess. You have open fires. It creates a safety problem. Smoking, I think, comes down to a simple common sense solution. I don't like smoke. If somebody's smoking a cigar next to me, I can get up and move 20, 30, 50 yards away. To send a police officer or even take a lifeguard off a stand to confront an individual smoking, I have difficulty with. With alcoholic beverages, there's a prohibition. You're not allowed on a public street anywhere. I consider our beach a public street in a sense. So you can't have open containers or even any alcoholic beverages on the beach. That's why that's enforced.
Well, I respect all those comments, but in terms of health and safety and welfare, you know, talk about grilling and the cost of or the cleaning up. You got cigarette butts that are always, and we know all the issues
right. Around
environment, health and safety and welfare. I mean, it's a difficult situation. I would just hope that over time you at least consider it and not use enforcement as the reason of not doing it. Because you can't enforce everything.
No.
And you can enforce certain things. So that's my point. I mean, it's a difficult situation. It's obviously the right thing to do, in my opinion, based on why did they do it in public spaces, you know, inside public spaces. So that's the point. I mean, and I guess my question is, if there's a sanitary ordinance that says that you cannot do certain things that affect the health and safety and welfare of others, well, that's something that's already there.
Thank you, Mr. Roth. Anyone else? Please come state your name and address.
Okay. My name is David Schwartz. I live at 9600 Atlantic Avenue. I'm apartment 1009. And I'm here to support the smoking ban. I don't want anyone smoking. no cigar smoking, no cigarette smoking, no vaping. It leaves cigarette butts on the beach. It makes a mess. And there's little cigarette butts. You can't even see them. But I know the birds eat them up, and they say that they stay inside the birds forever. And I heard stories about two-year-olds picking up cigarette butts and putting them in their mouths and digesting them, and it's a big, big problem getting out of a child's stomach. And the other thing is, I'm not looking for 100% compliance about smoking. It can never be 100%, because it's just the way the beach is. Somebody pulls out a Frisbee, no, you can't do that, so they put it away. But if you put it on that red sign on the lifeguard stand, no smoking, I would bet you 90% of the people would say, you know what, we can't smoke, it's a beautiful beach, let's keep it that way. So if it's 90%, 95% compliance, that's fine with me. That's all I'm looking for. I'm not looking for 100%. I'm not looking to start a fight with anybody. Oh, and the other thing about moving your chair. I was on the beach today. Nice big breeze. The beach was empty because it was so breezy. I put myself up about 75 feet away from the ocean, and I'm sitting there today listening to my music, and I smell a cigarette. I look around. I don't see anybody, but must have been 500 feet away, I smelled a cigarette sitting in my chair. Why did I? Because of the breeze. It's just the way the breeze carries on the beach. I don't think it's nice that I have to move my chair 600 feet away from someone who lights up. That's all I have to say, and hopefully I made an impression on you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else? Please come forward, state your name and address.
Hello, my name is Kim Burns. I'm from Atlantic Prevention Resources. I work on a grant called Tobacco Free for Healthy New Jersey. The address is 626 North Shore Avenue in Absecon. So I just came today because I heard about the issue with smoking, and I brought some packets of information. Just want to tell you that 318 municipalities in New Jersey have adopted some type of outdoor recreational ordinance. And I can tell you, I work in the 8 southern counties, so that is the number one question that everyone asks, is how do we enforce this? One of the things that we are able to offer through our grant is free signage. I want to encourage you, there are now 14 municipalities across the state that have adopted smoke-free beaches. I want to encourage you to reach out to those mayors, because through our research of once they've passed these ordinances and going back to them to ask them if it has become a huge issue, it really has not. And it's really what we reassure our different municipalities that have passed this for their parks, that it becomes what we call a self-enforcing ordinance. Yes, is it always 100% all of the time? No. But our society, this has become our societal norm. This is what our kids expect, that there is not going to be smoking. We've had our smoke-free air law for 12 years now, and for our kids, it is the norm to not smoke in public areas. So we're seeing more and more of that. So enforcement, really, if you reach out to the mayors of Belmar and the different towns that have had this for multiple years, I think that you'll be reassured that enforcement is really not an issue. So I did, like I said, bring some packet of information. I'm going to leave the sign with you. These are completely free through the grant that we have through the Office of Tobacco Control. So, thank you.
Dr. Bob didn't want to come?
He was coming, but he got waylaid. So, thanks.
Is there information in there that we could contact?
Yes, my contact information is in there.
Thank you.
So. If I just might ask, you mentioned Belmar. Are there other beach communities?
There are 14. We're at 14 right now.
14 beach communities.
14 beach communities.
Smoking on the beach.
Mm-hmm. For many years. Belmar is one of the longest.
Any other public comment?
Sewell, 22 West Drive, for the mayor's edification. Smoke them if you got them. Part of K rations. Easily used for bargaining for people who did not smoke. And also keep in mind, with the rotund rhino up in Trenton saying that addiction is a disease, I have a feeling that those with a prescription for reefer are going to be blowing reefer on the beach instead of tobacco.